It's time now for the press review with Leo McGuinn. And Leo, you're going to one of our top stories to start with, the European summit, which took place in Brussels yesterday. How is it being covered in today's papers?
I'll start in the UK with The Guardian, Oliver, who call it a watershed moment with EU leaders agreeing to a huge defence spending rise worth 800 billion euros. The paper notes that the show of unity was somewhat marred by Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban, who failed to endorse an EU statement on Ukraine countering Trump's Russia-friendly negotiation stance. I'll stay in the UK with The Telegraph. They report that 20 countries could join Prime Minister Keir Starmer's coalition of the willing that plan to deploy peacekeeping troops to Ukraine as part of a post-war settlement. Britain and France leading the effort, and Australia, Ireland, Luxembourg, Belgium and Turkey have all indicated they'd be prepared to join troops, troop deployment in Ukraine. On the flip side, Spain still undecided. Italy said it will only join with UN support for the proposal. However, The Independent warn that this coalition of the willing could have disastrous consequences. Their headline, Russia warns PM's peace plan could trigger direct war. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has said troops on its border would amount to the direct, official and unveiled involvement of NATO members in the war against Russia, adding it just quite simply can't be allowed.
Staying with Ukraine, there's one musical group that's playing a key role on the ground. Can you tell us more about that?
It's a really fascinating long read in the New York Times, titled When Every Funeral is the Most Important, telling us the story of a military band who have the key task of bidding farewell to troops by playing at their funerals. They are the 101st Separate Guard Brigade of the General Staff. The band's 21 members say that their mission is to show two sides of Ukraine's struggle, acknowledging the unbearable toll and keeping up the spirits of those who press ahead with the fighting. In the piece, the conductor of the band recalls their hardest day. He talks about a young man called Andriy, who, from their brigade, actually, in the summer of 2023, they played at his wedding. In the summer of 2024, they played his funeral. I'll stick with Ukraine and move to the Washington Post for this next story. They report that there is a fear in the country that Elon Musk could cut Starlink access as the Trump administration seeks to pressure Zelensky to engage in peace talks. Commanders believe that their battlefield internet could be the next victim. Thousands of Starlink terminals are currently in operation on Ukraine's battlefield, providing access to drone footage in real time and maintaining communications across the front. There's an increasing worry that they're overly reliant on Starlink. Musk has publicly denied reports that implied Ukraine could lose access to Starlink if it refused to sign the minerals agreement. But the country's defense minister has stated that they're already working on alternatives if access were to be cut.
And staying in Washington, scientists across the US are planning mass protests against the Trump administration today. What's this all about?
French newspaper Libération has a focus on it today. Their front page has an image of Albert Einstein being burned with Donald Trump appearing underneath. Their headline, America in reverse, the White House attacks against research is causing the scientific world to falter, the paper says. So American researchers and scientists are mobilising today, a movement with huge support actually here in France. The paper has this full two-page spread this morning. The Stand Up for Science movement is calling for worldwide mobilisation today, protesting Trump's drastic cuts. Thousands are expected to gather in a major protest in Washington, D.C., as well as state capitals around the country. Speakers at the event include prominent figures across several disciplines, including Bill Nye, the science guy, as well as 29 others. It's a movement that's being heavily supported here in France, as I say, in addition to a major demonstration in Paris later on today. Around 40 rallies are planned around the country. Libération note that the goal is not only to support their American colleagues, but also prevent a similar situation from happening here in France. As well as the protests, a number of institutions are taking action in order to welcome American researchers. The University of Aix-Marseille will be spending 10 to 15 million euro in order to host 15 researchers over the next 3 years. The goal, the paper says, to make science great again.
And I change of gears to finish as one man found a novel way to conceal stolen jewellery.
As you can see by this Washington Post headline, a man swallowed $770,000 worth of diamond earrings. It's the story of Jathan Gilder, who stole two pairs from a Tiffany store in Florida. Gilder posed as a representative of an NBA player, and when led into a private room, he grabbed two pairs of earrings worth over 700 grand. He made a quick getaway, but police caught up with him later in the day, and that's when things took a turn. Officers saw him swallowing two objects, and when they brought him in for an x-ray, as you can see here, the objects were clearly those earrings. Importantly, the police have yet to recover the earrings. All I can think of, the poor officers who've been tasked with that job. He's been labelled as the number two most wanted suspect. A difficult job for the police officer, but I guess it's worth it for 700 grand worth of earrings.
Yeah, gotta have the stomach for it.